Hey, this is Remy Sisselman. Check me out on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Pop out, East vs. Huntington. It's going to be a movie. Facts. 50 on them.
No fans allowed.
Hold on. She scored 50 on you guys?
Stop.
Maybe I'll get my 2,000 against him.
What are you at? You know exactly.
No, I don't. Like 1,500 about.
That was the first game, so yeah, probably.
I think 1,500.
14 games. 500.
I got to get like 35.
That's 500 divided by 14.
Think I could do the math.
That's a Bucknell education right there.
The hills he says.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm sitting here with my guest, Remy Sisselman, star of Heffel Hills East High School, and the Bucknell commit future, hopefully, Miss Suffolk County basketball. How we doing, Rem?
What's up? I'm good.
Thank you for being my first guest on the show. Basically, we started this podcast to interview athletes, just learn about you and kind of your experience in the basketball world, your experience, you know, here working out with me. Getting to play college basketball is a great achievement. When did you really lock in and realize that you had a goal of playing Division I basketball?
Probably when I first started getting interest in college is about, you know, 7th, 8th grade. I know I wanted to play in college. I didn't know what division. I was kind of looking at three. I wanted the academics. And then when I started playing against good competition, 8th grade AAU and being on varsity in 8th grade, that's when I really had the goal and the dream of playing at a good D1 school.
That's great. So, I mean, clearly you've played with, you know, Adam with the Long Island Renegades, so doing AAU tournaments, traveling the country, played CYO maybe or high school in 8th grade. Were you just better skilled than everyone? Like, when did you really realize that you needed a trainer, someone like me, and maybe a basketball trainer?
Yeah, definitely basketball trainer at a young age because, you know, I had a lot of potential. I was really just taller than everyone, so I was just getting boards and layups. But I really wanted to get a lot better, especially with my handle. So I had basketball trainers from very young age. And then when I needed you, that was about 8th grade when I started really playing competitive AAU across the country. The girls were bigger, stronger, better. So I knew that Mike Kaplan was what I needed.
There you go. So when, do you remember the first time that we worked out?
Yeah, it was in your little place in Northport.
There you go. Shout out to Power One. We were in Northport, Long Island.
And I was like one of the only ones in there. I was kind of shy. I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect. It was so fun. We were doing things I've never really done before. You know, resisted jumping, running, weights. It was fun.
Yeah. So now that we're here in Sousa inside of, you know, the Hot Pocket location, when we do our workouts here, what would you say, let's do your least favorite first. What would be your least favorite exercise that we do here?
It's got to probably be the sled.
Sleds? There you go.
Probably.
What's the worst thing about it? Just the sliding?
It's really tough on the quads,
there you
the
go.
Legs.
And what would be your favorite? Or what do you like doing? What muscles do you really want to work on? Or what's your favorite exercises to do?
I like arms and, you know, I can't dunk, but
there you go.
Dunk factory.
Dunk factory soon enough.
Giving we'll get me the you hops.
There. So, you know, over all the time that you started at such a young age with basketball trainers, were your goals, like you said, in 7th, 8th grade, you know, you wanted to play in college. Were your like initial goals different than your goals right now? You know, being one of the best players in Suffolk County, do you feel like you have higher expectations for yourself now, or you always had high expectations from the young age and now you've achieved those goals?
I definitely did not have high expectations when I was younger. I didn't have so much information on what the basketball world was. I thought that, you know, I wasn't going to be that good. I had only heard of the people who are like top 100 in their class and whatever, and I thought D1 would just be a huge stretch. I think now, after being so informed and being committed, I definitely have way higher expectations for myself now, just trying to make an even bigger name for myself out here on the island and just across the country.
Yeah, that's great. So, just, you know, all that being said, with everything going around with the, you know, the pandemic, coronavirus, how are you able, one, during the whole shutdown, how are you engaged from a basketball standpoint? And, you know, I guess since you committed last year, was the recruiting process any different for you because of the virus, or were you kind of got through it, you know, right before the virus happened?
Yeah, thankfully, Corona didn't have any effect on me and the recruiting process, because I had majority of my offers and everything beforehand. So, of course, I would have liked to. I didn't really plan to commit in May. It kind of just happened. It was the perfect school for me. I would have liked to go through a few AU tournaments and see what else I could have gotten. So I guess in that sense, I know it was the perfect fit. It didn't really have much an effect, only on visiting schools, but I had already done that a bunch.
Right.
So it was no different.
That's great. I mean, I know you were also doing, you were teaching Zoom workouts for younger kids. Was that kind of like a training in itself for you as well, in a way, just to keep a ball in your hands when you really couldn't do anything or get into a, you know, an actual gym?
100%. I was doing that about twice a day, sometimes three. And not only was it so fun to push the kids and teach them new skills, but I was definitely pushing myself, because no matter what ball handling skills you're doing, as long as, you know, you're pushing yourself and doing them, you're getting better. And someone who definitely needs work on their handle, it was perfect for me. I really liked it.
Yeah. And now, I mean, I know you've been doing stuff outside as well. Now that it's getting into November, you're still a gym rat. You just want to, you know, get shots up. But, you know, not every place was open. Some places are, but it's limited. Are you able to practice with your team, your school team, or is it more just some, you know, random open gym type workouts?
It's mostly random, but we're now starting to get in the gym twice a week with our school team. And, you know, we come here twice a week, get some strength and conditioning in with our school team. So that's great. We're really just doing a lot of things on our own. I know some of the other girls are getting in outside with Adam, and I've obviously been getting it in with Adam too.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, that's great. Your coach is very involved working with you guys in the off season. Now, what do you think, you know, it being your senior year, praying and hoping that we're going to have a season, but what do you think, you know, you think we're going to play? We're not starting until January 4th, so it's, if we do play, it's definitely going to be a different season as well because it's so short. What do you think the chances are that we actually get this going, or at least, you know, try it and then go from there, depending on what happens?
I'm feeling pretty optimistic. I definitely think we're going to play. Of course, I really hope we're going to play, but I think we will. You know, my school, we're doing great. I'm trying not to think about not playing. You know, it's my last season.
Yeah, we're all hoping and praying, especially you being a senior. And that being said, for those of you out there listening, Remy plays for Hills East. I'm also the coach at Huntington High School. So we play against each other twice a year. So for those two games, I got to be a little competitive with Remy and try to beat her for those games. But
Doesn't work out too well, though.
Once Remy came to Hills East, she's been giving us some problems. But I want to give Remy a shout-out. She actually scored her 1,000th point against us. Bittersweet. It was amazing to see her do that. Kind of cool to be against us just because I've trained her for so long. But describe what it's like, me training you and then like playing against me where you want to beat me and kick my butt.
It's all fun and games. It's always so fun. You know, we're talking a little bit of trash to each other, whatever. But we obviously love each other. And it was really sentimental and like fun to score my 1,000th against you, and it also shows the work that I put in with you and how you've made me better and everything.
All right, cool. Well, I just wanted to thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you, Remy. We wish you the best of luck this season.